Paul, in writing to the Romans, says, "Brothers and sisters, we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually parts of one another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us exercise them. If prophecy, in proportion to the faith. If ministry, in ministering. If one is a teacher, in teaching. If one exhorts, in exhortation. If one contributes, in generosity. If one is over others, with diligence. If one does deeds of mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be sincere. Hate what is evil, hold on to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection, anticipate one another in showing honor. Do not grow slack in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, endure in affliction, persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the holy ones, exercise hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless, do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Have the same regard for one another. Do not be haughty, but rather associate with the lowly." And in the Gospel according to Luke, we read, "One of those at table with Jesus said to him, 'Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God.' He replied to him, 'A man gave a great dinner, to which he invited many. When the time for the dinner came, he dispatched his servant to say to those invited, "Come, everything's now ready." But one by one they all began to excuse themselves. The first said to him, 'I've purchased a field and must go to examine it. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I've purchased 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to evaluate them. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I've just married a woman, therefore I cannot come.' The servant went and reported this to his master. Then the master of the house, in a rage, commanded his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town. Bring in here the poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame.' The servant reported, 'Sir, your orders have been carried out, and there is still room.' The master then ordered the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedgerows, make people come in that my home may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited will taste my dinner.'" As you log on to this site and click to listen to the reflection for the 3rd of November, how are you? How are you feeling? Only you can answer, silently or aloud. And if silently, you are informing yourself, no one else, and perhaps for the first time, consciously at least. Many disciples are overjoyed at the knowledge of Christ and of the saving grace he has brought to their lives. Some disciples, while remaining so, are not in the best of humor, and may even question the very foundation stones of the faith into which they were introduced. St. Paul, writing to these early Greek-speaking disciples in Rome, says, "We, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually parts of one another." Martin de Porres, celebrated and recalled not just in Peru but throughout the church today, is one of those astonishing people who was ordinary and built on that ordinary foundation. He knew his ordinariness was God's gift. He devoted his time, his life indeed, to the support, help, liberation, nourishment, and faith-building of people of all backgrounds, including those of no known background, shall we say. How are we to do what is requested and recommended by Paul? Let us exercise the gift of prophecy in proportion to the faith, the gift of ministry in ministering, the gift of teaching by being a teacher. It sounds so easy, so straightforward, And yet we know that that would not be a true or accurate picture of ourselves or of the society in which we struggle to live. We know square pegs who are being constantly forced into round holes, shall we say. We know people who would prefer doing other work than that work allotted to them currently, and are suffering as a result, either from boredom or depression. If there is a better way, I suspect what Paul goes on to say to the Romans can help us. Let love be genuine. Just that. Let love be genuine. Let our dedication be from a pure heart. Let us focus honestly on what we're doing, and its quality will be better, clearer, and better. Admittedly, there is a sense in which people may have to endure for a time. All is not perfect at the moment, as we well know. The sincerity of what you do and say will make you more ready, however, more likely to succeed at what you do next, and next year. Rather than present excuses when invited to come to the table Jesus has prepared, when invited by him to love and serve as he has done, let's take the invitation at its word. Accept. Postponing good actions, postponing the day when I am a disciple of Jesus, actually postpones the day when I come to life, when I come to be what the Lord sees in me already, when I bring to being the energy, the potentiality, the talents that the Lord may well have given me. Think of it. The humble St. Martin did what he could. He knew that the Lord had made so much possible. He knew also the Lord was going to provide the booster rocket so he could get up, get out and do. Get up, get out and love his neighbor as much as those within the community and himself. Love one another with true and mutual affection. Finally, the Lord also said, love your neighbors. And these include potential or real enemies. Love your enemies as yourself. They may still remain your enemies, but you love them. A love will be based on honesty. Do what is right in dealing with all your fellow beings, all your fellow human beings and neighbors, and you will have shown the best way possible, the best way forward. Let love be sincere. Just that.